Save big money at Menards, where there's no ceiling to savings. Update your space with new ceiling tiles. Menards carries stylish and durable ceiling tile options. Armstrong ceiling tiles offer a variety of styles that are easy to install. Get the Brighton 2x2 ceiling tile for only $379 each. Plus, get 15% off everything you can fit in the bag. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
Get up. Good morning.
Good morning.
Fully Charged with Emma, Dave, and Ashley in the morning.
3, 2, 1.
Hello and good morning. Welcome to Wednesday.
Oh, Emma Nolan, you sound like you're not in a studio. Where are you?
Where the hell are you, Emma?
Well, where are you? You sound weird too.
Oh, yeah. We're in Blanchardstown.
Good morning, Gwen.
We are here because it's day two. We're giving away our girly quiz board games from 8 o'clock this morning here, and it's your last chance to get them. Naturally, we were in Dundrum yesterday.
Yeah, this is the FOMO day.
We've gone Northside. This is your last chance to get these girly quiz board games. I like the amount of people I have messaging me asking me for them.
Yeah, the amount of people saying, will you save me one?
I can't get to Blanche.
I can't save you any.
I
give them away?
I don't have any of my own.
I know, that's it.
Yeah, producer Callum's totally gatekeeping them. I'm like, can I please have one for my family?
No.
Like, he's like,
no,
you can't.
You don't have anything.
Yesterday.
He's so far away as well. I have to have a bone to pick with producer Callum because I texted him this morning and I said, hi, producer Callum, which is what I refer to him as. How do I get in? Where do I come to the shopping centre today? Because we're arriving at like 6 o'clock. And he said, you need to go to Service Yard 8. I was like, oh, brilliant. Thanks very much for that.
Oh, yeah. Google Maps really knows exactly where to bring me to Service Yard 8.
I typed in Service Yard 8 on Google Maps and it was sending me to like Norfolk or something in the UK. And that sounds like a swear word.
It does. It's only got 7, Ash.
I said that to my taxi driver as well and he brought me exactly to Service Yard 8.
Well, my lad had never been to Blanche before.
Well, your lad, Callum, must have been dodgy. You don't know. What else have you been hanging around?
Me and Emma went straight to the exact same place. I don't know where yous went. We went to the main entrance and then Callum had to walk 7 hours to come and tell us through the glass, I can't let you in.
And I actually don't know what glass they use here in Blanche because it was like Dave had to ring me through the glass because he couldn't hear me.
I couldn't hear a thing he was saying. Yeah, it was great. It was weird being on the M50 that early, to be honest.
It was. And do you know what? There's so many people on it. Ooh.
I know. I was like, where are you all going? Are you all coming to Blanche?
Guys, there are listeners. You should be kind.
We appreciate you. But also, like, where the hell are you going?
We love you.
It's mad. I actually, for the first time in my whole life, saw an escalator being cleaned this morning. Quite the process. Obviously, because you're moving.
Yes.
But it's kind of fun because I saw the person who was cleaning the escalator with the cloth, and it kind of just...
Once he held it against the glass,
then you just go for a spin,
down
the whole thing gets cleaned.
The escalator. Yeah,
which is pretty cool, isn't it?
Yeah, it's efficient.
Listen, we will see you from 8 o'clock this morning. This will be your final chance to pick up your girly quiz board game. And just to say, we've teamed up with Women's Aid on this. We're trying to raise as much money as we possibly can. It's mad because we said to ourselves, let's try and set a target of 1,038 euro. Woke up this morning, we've broken 2 grand.
Class.
Which is unbelievable. Can we double that today? Let's see if we can. Maybe you can't make it, but you have a few quid to spare this morning, even the price of a coffee. It's spin103.com/donate, and Women's Aid will be here themselves, some of their volunteers with buckets this morning as well, if you plan on coming along. No pressure, but if you can, brilliant. All right.
It's the girly quiz.
Live from Blanchardstown Centre.
Let's go.
We are live from Blanchardstown Centre, as you just heard, because at 8 o'clock this morning, you can pick up your girly quiz board games. We're just here outside Zara, and I'm just here looking up at the roof. The Christmas decorations here
are fab.
Absolutely fabulous, but I would hate to be the person who had to climb all the way up to the roof to hang the baubles down. I'm getting dizzy looking up.
But there's also a lot of lights and none of them are on. Can we get some light in here, please, guys? if you're listening, no, we have a huge big stand here. You can't miss us outside Zara. And hundreds of girly quiz board games stacked up. And I think we've been doing this a day and a bit now. We should play.
I haven't played it yet.
We haven't played the board game yet.
Yeah, Callum doesn't let us have fun.
Yeah.
So I think we should play.
None at all. So you know how this works. There's girly questions, classic questions from the last 2 years. There's also a truth or dare element that we added as well, especially. And we have, of course, the infamous tiny dice from Temu.
It really is like a dinner match,
which we're going to roll. You can eat your dinner off this after.
Yeah, if you get, 5 or 6, you'd have enough dinner mats for all of Christmas.
Yeah, that's Actually, imagine people set their Christmas dinner.
What colour counter would you like?
I'll go for a blue if you don't mind.
Give us a bit of red there.
I'll take a white one.
Cool, lovely.
And Emma, you're up first. Your name
roll
is on
the tiny dice. All right.
Roll that tiny dice.
It's a one.
It's a one. Oh. That's not great now, Emma, to be honest.
Well, it's the dice's problem, not really mine.
Oh, Emma, you've landed on question.
Oh. Ask her a question.
So you get to answer a girly quiz question. Emma, what is a quiff?
Ashling, a quiff is a hairstyle that I used to wear every day in school.
Hey, same.
You're absolutely right. Now what happens?
I don't. Will we check the rules?
She's just right.
She's just right, and she gets to remain there.
Each player picks up a question card. When it's your turn, roll the dice. When you get it correct, you play again. But we're not going to do that because we are tight on time.
Okay, and Emma knows the answers to all these questions. Yes. We'll be here all day.
So Emma will win the girly quiz without anyone else playing.
I'm going to roll the dice on that. You might be able to hear the dice rolling. Have a listen. Oh, that was brilliant. And I got a six.
Oh. All right, Dave, off with you.
So off with me. I go from red. I go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And it says two back two spaces. 1, 2. Great. Question.
Okay. Oh, curveball, so basically, I got back two spaces.
Sorry, this is the only game in the world where you get a six and you get punished. Stupid thing.
Dave, you landed on question.
Yeah.
What is the pigmented area around the nipple called?
That would be the areola.
The areola, is it? The areola.
Absolutely. Oh, I see some lad in a reflector jacket laughing at that down the shopping centre.
Is it not areola?
Well, you'd kind of... the pronunciation I would normally go with is areola, but, you know...
Stop, was I right?
Areola!
You're absolutely right.
Oh, yes. My God.
And what would you call it if it was a very large area?
Gross.
An areola grande.
All right, Ash, off with you. Okay. Roll your dice.
Roll that tiny dice. Yes, I got a three.
One.
1, 2, 3.
Ooh. What
truth
does this mean?
Or dare.
Got a truth.
If you've been
dare
listening to the show, you'll know that when we developed the truth or dare element, we got banger suggestions on brilliant truth or dares from people who listen to the show. So thanks for those. Let's hear them in action. What are you going to pull?
I know what's in there and I'm kind of nervous. How about we pull it in a few minutes' time and I'll do my dare or truth live on the show.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
Very exciting stuff. It's the girly
quiz. Live from Blanchardstown Centre.
Let's go.
Okay, so 8 o'clock this morning, you can come, you can pick up your girly quiz board game. We're just here outside Zara in Blanchardstown Centre. And of course, we're teaming up with Women's Aid on this. If you have a few quid to spare, it'd be amazing if you could donate it. spin103.com/donate is where you can throw your few quid at.
But for now, we've been playing the girly quiz board game and it's a lot of fun. The last time you were with us, we were just about to give Aisling a dare.
Yes, so I landed on the truth or dare square and we're about to find out what I'm going to do. I think for purposes of entertainment, I'll take the dare.
Oh, really? I was about to ask you the all-important question. Do I not get to ask you the question?
Well, please fire away.
Okay, well, let's just pretend we didn't hear that. Aisling, truth or dare?
Oh, that's a hard one. I think I'll go for a dare.
Okay. All right, here we go with your dare.
Go on.
Call someone and sing them a love song.
Call someone
call
and sing them.
Someone.
Are you going to call?
At 7:41. Who's awake at 7:41?
Is your fella awake?
No, he would actually destroy me if I did that.
What about your mom?
No, I'd be in big trouble.
Ring Nick, our boss. He's probably after
he's doing
high rocks or something already.
Okay. I don't think Nick sleeps.
Nick, I'm coming for you. This is just literally going over WhatsApp on my phone.
What's the love song?
We're calling Nick.
What's the love song you're going to sing?
I don't know, maybe some Michael Bublé.
Oh, yeah.
Hope he answers
this
now.
Is very come anticlimactic on, if Nick doesn't answer.
He's ruining the show if
we're
he doesn't
we're on
answer.
Live radio, Nicholas.
You'd think he'd pick up like he's
think he'll get
he's
fired
listening.
If he doesn't answer.
But to be fair, if he doesn't answer, Nicholas. You did go to do your dare.
Hello.
I know that we can be so amazing. Me and your life is going to change you. Now I can see every possibility. And someday I know it'll all work out. And you'll make me work so we work to work it out. Yeah, I promise you I get so much more than I get.
Hey,
I just haven't met
you
yet.
Beautiful. Absolutely stunning.
Thanks. Bye, Nick.
See ya.
See you later.
Bye.
Okay.
Success.
Well done.
We move. Dave, come on. It's not fair that Aisling just did it. Let's try these out as well.
Ask the question.
Right, pull a card from the Truth or Dare deck. Truth or Dare, Dave?
I don't want to... dare.
Oh. Sing the chorus of a classic female anthem.
A classic female anthem. I don't know any female anthems.
That's terrible.
Girls just want to have fun.
Okay, I know... just girls just wanna have fun. Oh, oh girls just wanna. That's all they really want.
Louder.
One.
Girls,
they wanna have fun.
That was beautiful. Blanche.
Woo! All right, my go.
All right, Emma. Truth or dare?
Give me a truth.
Truth. Oh, this is a spicy one. Have you ever fancied a colleague? And are they here?
Have I ever fancied a colleague? Hell yeah.
Going back?
Yeah.
Have you ever gone with a colleague?
No.
Have you not?
No.
Okay. Boring.
But it puts the rumours about us to bed.
Can you give us more details on the colleague you fancied? What was the job?
It was a job in radio about 12 years ago.
Okay.
And nobody since?
Ah, sure. Not really.
She definitely fancies Nick, doesn't she?
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
And this week on the show, we got prizes to give away with Philadelphia. You got a friend in Philly spreading the joy this Christmas. And that's what we've been doing. Not just spreading the joy, but spreading some songs.
And spreading the money. What? €200 one for all voucher to be won every day on this. And we have spread out a song. You just have to tell us what that song was. This was the clip today.
I hear the song.
So difficult, so difficult.
A 200 euro one for all voucher to go on this. Aoife is standing by. How are you this morning?
Hi, how are you?
We're good. I hear you're in Blanche. Are you on the way to get your girly quiz board game, Aoife?
Oh, I have to get all the work done first, but I'll try and make it over.
Do your best. Do your best.
It's the only chance to get them, Aoife.
All right, no. Aoife, you listen to that song. What is that song?
Don't You Worry, Child by Swedish House Mafia.
That would be a tune, if correct. Let's check if you're right.
I can't believe she got it.
That was spot on.
That's fantastic.
A musical genius, some might say.
Aoife, did you do a PhD in music or something?
Swedish Mafia.
Aoife, well done. You've won yourself a 200 euro one for all voucher. All but thanks to Philadelphia. Fair play, and we'll hopefully see you in a while.
Nice one, Aoife.
Cheers. Thanks a million.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
We are coming to you live from Blanchardstown Centre. We got a queue starting to form. The girly quiz board game is going, quote unquote, on sale for free.
On sale for free.
At 8 o'clock this morning. Just a reminder on our donation link as well. We're hoping to raise as much money as we possibly can for Women's Aid.
And we raised a good bit yesterday, which was absolutely fantastic. So if we could even match to yesterday's, that'd be unbelievable. Spin1038.com/donate will do. But if you're coming to Blanchard, maybe you have a bit of cash. Maybe you have some in the car. Yeah. Maybe some somewhere in the house. There are people from Women's Aid here with buckets, so you can donate in cash as well. And there's QR codes and things like that. But first, though, I think Ash is somewhere in the queue. Ash, are you there?
I'm here. I'm at the top of the queue.
Ah.
And I'm with a man who I've noticed here for, like, basically the guts of an
hour. He's hard to miss, to be fair, Ash.
He is. He's wearing a reflector jacket. And I thought maybe you were just waiting to go into work, but you're here to collect a girly quiz board game.
As well as going to work,
Okay, you're doing the double. What's your name?
Derek.
Derek. And is this board game for you and the lads, or is it for, like, your...
No, the missus sent me together.
Okay, but, like, you really want it as well.
Yeah, I want it as well.
Do you?
I want to feel like Dave at Christmas.
Anxious sound.
Hey. How do you think you're going to do?
Hopefully I'll do better than Dave anyway.
We did a little quick fire round earlier and you were laughing away when we were talking about areolas.
Yeah.
Would you know what an areola is?
Oh, I've had plenty of me time.
Derek.
I love Derek.
Go on, Derek. Okay, we're going to chat to number two in the queue. What's your name?
Kira.
Okay, and you've brought the whole family. There's kids and everything here. Yeah. Do you know the girly quiz is not really that suitable for little kids?
Oh, no, it's okay. It's for my partner. He's the one that dragged me up here.
Okay. We'll keep the kids away from the tiny dice as well.
Oh, no, we will, definitely.
Because it's very small.
You don't want to lose that.
Yeah, and so...
I don't want to lose it. Never mind choking the child.
Yeah, that's what I meant. And who are you going to play with over the Christmas?
I'll be playing with my partner and his family over the Christmas.
Okay. Oh, the family are going to play.
The whole family. Okay, it's going to be great crack. There's loads of people in the queue now. We are here till 10, so if you're struggling, don't worry. We will be here all morning.
The girly quiz board games, you can pick them up here at Blanchardstown Centre from 8.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged with Emma, David, Ashley. Spins Fully Charged is on.
Good morning. If the first thing you just heard was Dave saying, stop looking at me.
There's lots of people looking at me.
He's being such a diva.
I'm going red in the face.
I don't think you realise his microphone was on there. It is Emma, Dave and Aisling. We're coming to you live from Blanchardstown Centre. It's just gone 8 a.m. and it's time to give away more girly quiz board games.
Thank God for that. I'm in the crowd, right? I'm in the queue. What we're going going to try is, you are all going to shout your name as I walk by. You ready? We're going to try. It's going to sound seamless. Here we go.
Nick.
Shelly.
Tracy.
Elaine.
Alison.
Sandra.
Anita.
Emer.
Lorraine.
Millie.
Ashley.
Oh, that was spot
Robin.
On. Keep going.
Viola.
David.
Fiona, Dave. I remember you.
Keep going.
Amy.
Debbie.
Linda. Dave.
Maxa.
Oh.
Scott.
Kira.
Craig.
No.
Nate.
Eric.
Okay, a bit closer with the mic there, Callum.
Great.
Sky.
James.
Keep going, guys.
Johnny.
Nicole.
Shauna.
What's you?
Oh, and there's hundreds more. That, we better was, stop there.
That was just proof. That was just proof that there's actually people
and
here.
There's actually so many more people than that.
It was actually just me
end.
Doing 17 different voices.
That was so fun. That was really fun.
Guys, thanks so much for coming. I remind you, you can pick up your girly quiz board game from Blanchardstown Centre until 10 o'clock this morning. But for now, the queue officially open.
Yay!
And for those who aren't here, you're like, what's the story with Christmas crackers? Yes, we have loads more prizes to win.
Christmas crackers on Spin.
Here we go.
Yes, we have unreal prizes to give away still on this. We are going Christmas crackers. And now, I will say, it did sound a bit better a week and a half ago.
No, that's just the way things work, Ashley.
But that's the nature of giving things away. You can't keep them for yourself.
You see, when you give things away, you don't have it left.
Yeah. So maybe we'll talk about the things that we've given away so far. PS5, a 50-inch TV, €1,000 cash. But we still have three class prizes that will be won over the next 3 days on the show. An Apple Watch 10, a €500 Ryanair voucher, and a €200 Just Eat voucher. Now, you'd love all of them.
We've been playing this for a week and a half at this stage. And in case you're new to it, here is how this works. You've got to be with us each morning at 8 a.m. on the button, like right now, to collect a Christmas code word. You need two code words in order to enter to pull a cracker and win guaranteed one of those prizes that Aisling just mentioned, okay? So when you have both code words, that's when you WhatsApp them in. We'll ring someone back, ask them a general knowledge question. If you get it right, you pull a cracker. Nice one. You win something class. But if you get the question wrong, that's where it's all to play for, and you listening could randomly come in and swipe that opportunity to pull a cracker. So make sure
it hasn't happened yet, though, actually.
Hasn't happened yet. Bit of drama. Would be a bit of drama. 087-711-1038. That's our number. Keep it saved on your phone, and then you can ring up and hopefully steal from that person. But let's get the job done. We need a bloody code word, Dave.
We need a code word. You know what? And I realise that the people here in the queue for the Girly Quiz board game are probably much better at giving a code word out than I would be. Who's this? David, great name and a great job and a great jumper. I'm really, really liking it. You got your Girly Quiz board game. Are you buzzing?
Absolutely. Can't wait.
Who are you going to play it with?
Myself. Everyone and anyone.
I like it. It's going to be causing a lot of Christmas arguments, and I can't wait to be a part of that in your house this Christmas. Right. We're going to play some fanfare, and then I'm going to get you to read out this code word. Already,
this is
you
big
see the
David.
Underlined code word. Okay, now David, this is all on you. So we're going to hear a bit of fanfare. Your code word for today is
rolls.
I think we need more on the first letter there.
You want the okay? Here we go. Fanfare again. Let's go.
It's David. Beautiful. Wait till the end of the fanfare, please.
And now, David. And now, say it again. Oh, wasn't that beautiful? I told you I picked the right guy.
You did, David. That was absolutely wonderful.
Incredible,
thank you so
David.
Much.
Thank you so much. And enjoy your Girly Quiz board game.
Okay.
Thanks, David. Just to reiterate, that first code word is cold. So keep that to hand.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
We sound a bit funny this morning. It's because we're coming to live from Blanchardstown Centre. Day two of giving away our Girly Quiz board games. And may we ask again, if you are in a position to donate to Women's Aid, which is our charity partner on this, that would be amazing. The link is spin103.com/ donate.
We would love that.
It'd be so nice. And as we're sitting in Blanche, just outside Zara, and the lights are on, the Christmas vibes are here. It's lovely. The holiday season is upon us, guys.
Oh, it is.
And because the holiday season is upon us, why don't we go back to a very ChatGPT Christmas?
Everyone's favourite.
Everyone's favourite segment on the radio that we've been doing all
for
week.
2 days.
Day three of the best segment of all time.
Okay, now this segment hasn't been going incredibly well as of yet. Okay, I know it's only Wednesday, but I feel like Emma and Ash, I feel like you're hating it.
I'm not hating anything.
I feel like you're really not vibing with ChatGPT.
I brought really positive vibes to your new segment.
don't project your fears onto us.
I just feel like you're not really vibing with it. So I've gone for a little bit of helpful things today, right?
Okay.
So this is to help us all through Christmas. You know, the last couple of days I've been doing, you know, like silly things and, you know,
like how to start an argument.
And how to get a present if you only have 10 minutes
to get it. If you've only 10 minutes, exactly. Well, this is, I think, a little bit of help. You know, when you're at Christmas dinner and you've done all the... How are you, ma'am? And yeah, all good. Yeah, that's good. And the jobs go well. Yeah, that's good. That's fine. So I've asked ChatGPT to come up with conversation topics for when we've exhausted all the family small talk.
Oh, excellent.
Family small talk. You'll love to hear it.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? So these are topics that you can bring to your own family for when things get a little bit, you know,
boring.
But boring.
Just... So you're talking about how to talk to your mom. Like, I would have thought maybe it'd be like distant cousins.
Oh, yeah.
Or aunties.
That's exactly.
Works for them too.
That's, yeah. That's true. Yeah, yeah. That's
or
true.
In-laws.
But sure, you know, you're always getting out. And you have a girlfriend now. And, oh, and you're getting married. You know,
yeah,
no,
yeah.
Let's get away from them conversations and let's go with these. A full, wacky, weird list of Christmas conversation topics.
According to ChatGPT.
According to ChatGPT.
Brilliant.
So they will not be amazing. Number one, Santa's sleigh breaks down. Which animal would make the weirdest replacement for the reindeer?
Sorry, that's an excellent conversation starter. That's brilliant. That's
please,
the best thing I've ever
so
heard
good.
From ChatGPT.
Please answer it.
A cat.
A cat?
The weirdest animal. A snail.
Imagine a fish.
Oh, this
fish
would be amazing.
Really funny.
If you could give one family member the ability to turn invisible on Christmas Day, who'd use it the most and why?
Oh, that's an excellent conversation
Can I
starter.
Choose myself?
And run away. And
vibing so far?
Like yeah.
This okay. is the best one yet. I don't know why you were so nervous.
If you could eat only one item from Christmas dinner for the rest of your life, what one would it be?
I think I'd seriously debate that out with my family members. It would be the plate of gratin, obviously.
I know, but like...
You might get sick of that, though.
And the nutrients just aren't there, really, are they?
True.
We don't really care about the nutrition side of it.
The next one's a ChatGPT classic.
Okay.
You wake up and discover Santa is hiding in your shed. What do you do?
I'd bring the guards.
God, what would you do and all?
What would you do and all?
Oh, my
you
God.
You never think about these things.
You don't.
If reindeer could talk, what's the first thing they'd complain about? I'd imagine the chains.
I'd imagine the work. It's a long shift.
Yeah, the hours.
For one day a year. And then lastly, if snowmen hosted a reality TV show, what challenges would they make the contestants do or what would the TV show be?
How quickly can you melt? How quickly can they make you melt?
Oh, no, that's a great one.
Mm. Yeah.
And I'm already thinking of the name, like a bunch of melts.
Sorry, this is the best advice we've got from ChatGPT so far this week.
It's a very ChatGPT Christmas,
yeah,
and we are back with more AI special tomorrow.
Live from Blanchard's Town Centre.
Let's go!
Oh, they're going out the door again this morning, guys.
One for a donation.
Can we just say as well? Oh my God, I'm obsessed with checking the donation tally.
Yeah, she is.
I am.
Bookmarked.
I keep checking it, and someone anonymously just donated €500.
Legend! That is so cool.
Now, just to say, a fiver is also so impressive.
Absolutely.
At this time of year, there's no pressure. Every single cent counts. But we are trying to raise money for Women's Aid on this. And if you are not with us right now, if you are somewhere across the world or can't get to Blanche, etc.
We are international.
It is spin103.com/donate. We're currently at €2,697,
yes,
which is unbelievable.
If you've ever enjoyed the girly quiz, maybe you could drop a few quid because it's for an amazing cause.
Yes.
We're here. There's loads of people picking up board games, and one such person is a lovely man called Dylan who's sitting up at the high stools with us. Dylan, how are you?
Not too bad. How are you?
Great. You've come from Blanche.
I have, yeah.
So you just stayed put.
Absolutely.
People from Blanche
travel
don't leave Blanche. Do you know what I mean? They don't leave Blanche.
Why would you? You have everything you need here.
Everything here.
Yeah.
It's got it all.
Dylan, you brought your little girl with you. What age is Amelia?
She's one and a half.
She's so cute, little pet.
Thanks very much.
All right, so we're going to do a girly quiz, like fire round.
Quick
right?
fire, yeah.
You've listened to girly quiz, haven't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
And who do you listen with?
On my own, going to work.
Oh, you're just on your own?
Well, okay. You think you'd be pretty good at it, you're saying.
How well do you do?
Nah, pretty good.
Do you think I'm terrible?
Yes.
Deadly.
You said you have a fiancé.
I do, yeah.
What's her name?
Megan.
And she has you, like, trained?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
We are going to do a quick fire round with Dylan, see if he's all talk or if he actually knows a thing or two about ladies. Just to say, we're all a bit out of sync. It's Wednesday. We're going to play this game. The girly quiz has the opportunity to go to all different areas. We're talking about ladies inside and out. Very much a hand on the dial kind of morning on this, okay? The questions potentially are quite spicy for our Dylan.
And we
morning,
met
okay?
Dylan about 3 minutes ago, so we don't know what he's liable to say.
Shall we get cracking?
Let's go.
Let's do it.
All right. Dylan, question one. What is thrush?
Oh, God. I think it's a thing that women get down there. It's
a thing?
Redness of there.
A redness?
Yes, that's what I'm going to go for.
A redness, right.
A redness.
Locked in.
Not sure I can accept it, but off we go.
Oh, I'll take it, yeah. I think that's right.
What about this one? What is the brand Babyliss best known for? This was a very famous question, the girly quiz, for
that's
my answer.
That's shaving.
Babyless.
Yes, I'm guessing.
Shaving the pits now.
Do you remember I thought Babyless was the that chipper on Camden Street?
Yes! Where the karaoke does be on.
Yeah, it turns out it was Babylon. Yeah. No, it's hair dryers, curlers and straighteners, Dylan.
Oh, yeah, I said something about hair on here.
It. Dylan, what is dysmenorrhea?
What? Is that question?
All right, I was lying when I started here. I don't know.
You've no idea. Okay, it's the medical term for period pains.
Oh, beautiful.
So you wouldn't know anything about
repeat
that.
Repeat it now. What's that? You can just say repeat it now, Dylan, so it's in the vocab.
I can't remember.
Yeah, that was it. Yeah.
Okay, Dylan, you have a literal child of your own.
Yes.
What way around should the baby be for birth?
Upside down.
Hey, good man.
Absolutely, there on the head.
She was breech.
Stress.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not for me.
Well, my next question was going to be what is breech, but I suppose I'll move on. This is one that I think stereotypically a man and a woman could answer. What's a lob? Because it's different for a guy than it is for a girl. What's a lob?
When the keeper comes out and you just
put it over his head. That's exactly the answer I wanted.
However, it's not the answer we want.
No, it isn't. Apparently, there's another lob. What is it?
No idea.
Okay, apparently it's a mid-length hairstyle known as a long bob.
A long bob, a lob.
I was actually going to say that.
Yeah. Okay, and this is kind of quizzing your TV knowledge. In the TV show Sister, Sister, name one of the twins.
Oh, yes. Yana and Tamira, is it or something?
Oh, we have to give them the second one.
What was the second one?
Tamara. Yes. Hey, good man, Dylan. An absolute pleasure to meet you this morning, Dylan.
Lovely to meet you.
Don't be put off. You don't have to come on the radio when you pick up your girly quiz board games if you're planning on hopping
Dylan
down.
Dylan just begged us.
Yeah.
I know he's picked out the hardest one, so it's fine.
You can pick up your girly quiz board game. We are outside at Zara in Blanchetown Centre. We're here until 10.
Christmas crackers on spin.
Here we go. Oh, oh,
oh. All right. We have been giving away loads of girly quiz board games right outside Zara in Blanchetown Shopping Centre, but now it's time to give away some unbelievable prizes as well, because we've been doing this every single day on the show for the last 2 weeks. We've given away insane prizes and we still have got three unbelievable prizes to give away. We're talking Apple Watch 10.
€500 Ryanair voucher.
And still in there is a €200 Just Eat voucher.
That'd be unbelievable. But you needed to get a first code word at 8 o'clock and it is time now to give away that second code word.
Yes, a lovely man called David gave away the first one.
Here's the second one. It's Santi.
Ah, lovely.
And that's your second code word for today.
So can we hear the second code word again?
Do you want to hear with a bit of pizzazz?
Please, yeah. David.
Okay. The second code word is Santi.
Excellent. Okay, so you need both of those code words now and you need to get them into us on WhatsApp 087-711-1038.
And we believe Stephen has done just that. Stephen, good morning.
Morning, Stephen.
Good morning. How are you doing?
We're good. We're Stephen, good. Before we go any further, give us them two all-important code words.
Cold and Santi.
Cold and Santi. We'll get you there.
Amazing.
Come on, like on. Earlier on when you heard cold, give us the shivery version, Stephen.
Cool. Oh. Unreal. All right, Stephen, what's the crack for the day? You off to work?
I'm off to work. I'm working home today. It's not too bad. You
work from home. Oh, grand. Not a bother on you. That's
He's phoning it in, Stephen.
Exactly. What do you do, Stephen?
I just work in admin and I'm just finishing up on Friday as well. So
you don't just anything.
Thank you.
You don't
thank
just
you.
Say you're Stephen and you work in admin.
Yeah,
isn't that right?
Chest.
Isn't that right?
That's all
right. It is time, Stephen, to get down to serious business. All right. This is your chance to pull a cracker, win a prize. You've got to answer one question correctly within 10 seconds. If you get it wrong or you fail to answer in time, then your game ends here with a 6-month Now Entertainment membership. I'm going to give you two categories. You've got to choose your category to answer a question on. Your categories are Party After Dark or You Only Sing When You're Winning. They're a little bit bizarre. What are you going for, Stephen? You only sing when you're winning. All right, there's locked in.
All right, Stephen, you have 10 seconds to answer the question. We'll start the 10-second timer after I give you the two options. You only sing when you're winning. Ed Sheeran owns a minority stake of what Premier League football club? Is it A, Southampton, or B, Ipswich?
Ipswich.
Ipswich. Is that your final answer, Stephen?
It is indeed.
I think you answered before we even started the timer. And that means you're disqualified. You made us look slow.
Only joking, Stephen. That's locked in. You're going with Ipswich?
Ipswich.
Yeah.
Let's find out if you're correct.
Hey! thank God.
Well done.
Still, no one has stolen a prize. This is interesting.
I know. Right. Very smart.
Yeah. Stephen, congratulations. It is now your time to pull a cracker.
Right, Stephen, there's only three crackers left. We have 1, 2, and 10 with us. An incredible prize behind one of them. Pick a random number there. Go for it.
Okay. I've got to pick 10.
Number 10. 10.
And that is number 10. All right.
Yeah. I would like to pull with somebody.
Would you like to pull with me?
I would love to, David.
Okay, here we go. 3, 2, 1.
Hey.
Oh, you didn't get the
snap again.
We didn't get the snap once again, but... Oh, there we go. Fantastic.
The echo in Blanche. Oh, that was lovely.
All right, Stephen, I'm ripping it open and I'm wishing you the very, very best of luck. But first, I am going to give you a joke.
You know you get a joke here,
Now,
Stephen.
Tell it properly this time, Dave, because you always just read over it.
It's so crap, though. All right, Stephen, how did Scrooge win the football game?
Stephen doesn't care, doesn't know.
You don't know. The Ghost of Christmas Past.
True.
That's actually good.
That's actually not bad.
It's a real footy round for Stephen.
All right, are we ready to find out the present, the prize that Stephen has won? Stephen, you have won yourself a €200 Just Eat voucher.
Deadly.
Your takeaway's sorted for a while, Stephen.
Yeah, now you don't need to cook a Christmas dinner.
Exactly, yeah.
You can just get
you don't cook a Christmas dinner, yeah.
Just a reminder as well, Stephen, have a great day. Thanks so much.
Happy Christmas. Good luck.
A reminder to you listening, if you would like to be on the chat to bag yourself an iPhone 16, head to our Instagram. We're at official Spin103. There's a pinned post there. Ooh. A bit of tapping, a bit of liking and sharing, and you could be winning yourself an iPhone 16. We'll announce that winner on Friday. Tomorrow morning, 8 a.m, code word number one. Be with us for the chance to win that.
It's the Girly Quiz.
Live from Blanchardstown Centre.
Let's go.
Not long now. We're only here until 10 o'clock this morning. Your very last chance to get your hands on a Girly Quiz board game in time for Christmas. When we started here this morning, there was hundreds of them.
Yeah, they're really starting to deplete now.
Yeah, they are.
You're getting the dregs of them now.
It's still worth your while to arrive. Don't get me wrong. There's stock left, lads.
There is stock.
You've a bit of stock left.
And it is a quick manoeuvre. Like, the spinnies are on the ball. You get in, you give your donation to Women's Aid, and you get out.
If you can, you don't have to.
Nope. And it's so quiet around here as well. It's so weird. Like, I feel like we've been here for ages, which we have.
I actually thought the same, yeah.
None of the shops are open.
And now, if you don't make it by 10, don't worry. I have about 400 people on my Instagram looking for these board games.
Stop making promises you can't keep, Dave.
They'll be going to them if you don't arrive before 10 o'clock.
And just to say as well, free parking in Blanche, which is handy. I know people have work to get to and everything, but we have those slips you can give to your manager.
We have your late slips.
If you need to be a little bit late this morning. Also to say, Ash did mention Women's Aid. Will we do a little check on how we're getting on?
Yeah, let's do actually. Because I remember, like, was it only like half an hour ago, someone anonymously donated €500. Yeah, whoever you are, thank you so much. That's absolutely incredible.
Right now,
a long way.
We are at €2,817.
Nice. So that's fantastic.
For Women's Aid, which is class.
And that's just online. We have donations in cash in the bucket as well here at Blanche.
I've been told people are given notes.
Are you serious?
Big books.
Notes in 2024.
Wow.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. I like it, yeah. Just want to wake up.
With Emma, Dave, and Ashley. Emma, Dave, and Ashley. Spins Fully Charged is on. Let's go.
Good morning. Welcome to Wednesday. We are coming to you live from Blanchardstown Centre for a very important reason. We are finally giving away our Girly Quiz board games. And the piles are starting to look a bit sparse, aren't they, eh?
They are. I'm waving at people who are walking away with them, happy out. The buckets for Women's Aid are getting heavier. Shake them there. Give them a shake.
Oh, that's a great sound.
And
although,
you know what doesn't
I kind of would prefer less coins.
Yeah, I know. I was just going to say, notes don't make a sound. and that's good for us, you know. We don't like background noise here on the radio.
Well, we appreciate absolutely any
every
donations.
Cent.
We do. Obviously, we are here till 10. We've told you that. But there are a lot of people getting in touch saying, I'm not going to make it till 10 or by 10.
Before, by 10, yeah.
So we're going to do something fun. We're going to say, if you can make it to Blanche any time after 10, we will hide a Girly Quiz board game for you somewhere in the shopping centre.
Yes.
You just need to tell us where.
Right, okay. So this could be, honestly, we go into a random shop and say, can we hide this in dressing room number 2?
Yes. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It could be as specific as that. It could be... Can you hide this behind your display of perfumes in the perfume shop?
That'd be very nice. Maybe a shoebox. You open up the shoebox, expecting shoes. Boom, Girly Quiz.
There you go.
It could be hiding
behind a coffee machine in a cafe.
Beside the bin at Bagel Factory. Something specific like that. If you know the shopping centre and you know you can't make it until after 10, Get over to us now on WhatsApp 087 711 1038. Voice note us if you can. And let us know, where should we hide a girly quiz board game
for
you?
Plain sight. Maybe plain sight is even the best.
No, because then someone could rob it.
Well, if plain sight, I don't know about you, but I am terrible at plain sight. Things in plain sight, I can't see them.
Okay, so look, do get in touch and as quickly as you can as well, because we need to get out and get these hidden for you in the next 10 minutes. So if you, as Ash said, if you can make it at some point today, tell us where suits you to pick it up. We'll be very specific and we'll go hiding that for you.
We will.
Live from Blanchard's Town Centre.
Let's go.
Indeed, we're here till 10 o'clock giving away our girly quiz board games.
We brought this out because we decided we wanted you to be just as anxious as I am every single Thursday, but from the comfort of your own home this Thursday. So come get your board, a girly quiz board game. We're here in Blanche outside Zara until 10 o'clock.
Yeah, there's two big tables of them. I'm seeing a lot more table than I did earlier. A lot of board games gone, but plenty left between now and 10 o'clock. Now, we did say if you were somebody who couldn't get to Blanche before 10 o'clock, but you're planning on coming here later on today, that if you got in touch and told us where we should hide you a board game, we will do that for you. So Emma Nolan, we're going to send you out.
Okay,
let's go.
You got your mic. All right, we got your board games.
Four locations for you. Okay,
but these are people who are going to make it to pick them up at some point today.
Yes,
nice one. Okay.
So first message we got was from Oren. He said either the Leisureplex or the Lego store for him would be great.
This is actually perfect because the Lego store is right behind us.
All right, let's go. I'll start moving.
So you can go. Do you think you can go in and ask someone if they could actually hide it behind them?
Yeah, I will. Okay. Let's run into the Lego store and see if
it's going to be a build your own girly quiz.
And if they say no, just leave it there anyway.
Yeah, just drop it on the floor.
I'm live on the radio. Is there any chance you could mind this for a guy called Oren who's going to come pick it up later? His name is Oren.
Oren, yeah, sure.
Yes, sweetheart. What's your name?
Ivan.
Ivan, thank you so much. He'll be here at some point today, okay?
People are so nice.
Happy Christmas,
you
legend.
You tell them they're live on the radio.
Really?
Aren't they?
Oh, sugar.
What have you dropped? We can't see it, Emma.
You better not have lost the tiny dice.
Right, okay. We're back.
Okay, location two, Emma, is going to be tricky because it came in from a girl called Kelly. She said, hide it in my porch in Tala. We're a bit away from Tala.
What rhymes with Tala?
What rhymes with Tala? Zara?
I was going to say Best Men's.
Why Zara people scare me?
No, don't Zara even ask. Don't even ask. Lob it there beside the mannequins in Zara.
Okay.
We can see it.
Lob it beside the mannequins, actually.
Yeah, just put up nicely.
Lovely mannequins there.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Just go.
I'm going to display it up here beside this lovely handbag in Zara, and I'm going to run because I'm terrified.
Get out.
Okay, bye.
Yeah. That looks great.
That's for
run.
Okay.
Where else? Okay.
Can you get arrested for doing that
Nikki
kind of stuff?
Nikki said, I can't make it because of work. Could you please hide one behind the counter and be perfect for me?
Oh, hello, Boss Nick. Good morning. I'm on the way to Be Perfect. Let's get these in behind the counter.
Boss Nick is always in Be Perfect, isn't he? Don't forget.
Hi, everybody. Hi, I'm so sorry to disturb you. We're live on the radio and a girl, is it Nikki, actually?
Nikki.
A girl called Nikki can't pick up a board game until later. She said, could you please keep it behind the counter and be perfect as I'm heading in there today to do a few bits. Would you mind?
Yes, thank you.
Does Nikki work there, Emma? Will you find that out?
Does Nikki work there? Do you have an employee called Nikki?
I don't.
From Tala.
Well, you should. Nikki's
she
great.
She just trusts Be Perfect
I'm not sure.
with her life.
I'm not sure. Anyway, she said she trusts you with her life because she says, would you please put it in Be Perfect behind the counter for me? Is that all right?
Thank you so much.
You're a legend. Happy Christmas.
Thanks, darling.
Just the one, if it's okay. There's someone else. Thank you. Guys, this is great. Everyone's being so accommodating.
All right, Emma, you need you back here now because the last one's over this direction.
Sure.
Tom would like you to leave one in the lift.
In the lift. Okay, great. We did that yesterday. It was a roaring success.
It was.
Although, does Tom realise that lots of people could pick it up or think it's rubbish and put it in the bin?
There's also two lifts, so we're going to have to choose left or right lift.
Which lift, Tom? Which lift?
Lift. I'm getting energy from Tom that he'd like it in the right lift.
Okay,
right
go for lift. That one then.
Okay, it's going in the lift.
Is the lift there?
I'm here.
In the lift.
Oh, it's just gone down.
Okay. And then, Emma, what you should do now is go down the lift and head out to the exit and go home.
Okay, see you later. Bye.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
You know the way things are getting quite expensive these days? Mm. One restaurant in London, right, it's not helping with this at all. Not only is it insanely expensive, but it's also charging for things that I've never, ever seen before. It's a... Marco Pierre White,
name and shame.
Yeah, Marco Pierre White's London. It's his London Steakhouse, right? He's been asking customers to pay an additional fixed fee to cover the cost of table linen and napkins.
Oh, shut
now,
up.
Now, if that was the case, you should be able to keep them.
That's so true.
Do you know what I mean? It's on the a la carte menu. It says the charge is £1.50 per person, with other set menus being £1 per head. As well as the cover charge, there's a discretionary service charge of 9.5%. And the steakhouse also has a £10 fee for those wanting to book certain set menus more than 48 hours in advance. So you're paying for things that you've just
never... Say that again. What's the last part there?
So if you want to book like a specific set menu 48 hours in advance... You have to pay £10.
Ah, here.
Right? So,
it's not what they want.
But it's insane. So
yeah, surely you're being really convenient by saying,
So people are saying, industry experts have warned that restaurants are considering more innovative ways to charge customers to capture revenue ahead of the minimum wage increase in April. So obviously in the UK, there's a minimum wage increase coming, and restaurants are like, ugh, how are we going to make that money back?
We don't pay that, and everybody else pay for table.
Like, people are already not eating out enough. Why? Because you're charging for the bloody linen and napkins.
That is miserable.
That's crap.
Another consumer expert says it's absolutely insane to ask diners to pay extra, adding that customers should be made to feel valued by businesses, blah, 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 blah. You should be only paying for your bill. On the bill, you should be only paying for food and drink that you've had and nothing more, right? But I think that we should do others. Like, I think we should add to restaurants, you know, with this €1 linen charge and things like that.
Oh, you want to pay for more stuff?
Yeah, I think I think restaurants, you know, I think if you offered certain things, that's where you get money. But it's not really on them. So, for example, €1 if you don't want to sit at a table that is uneven. Do you know one of them? You know when you get the table and it's like rocking?
Rockety,
and
rocking.
And you're putting the mat underneath
under it.
Yeah, and you're trying to do that. So that's €1 if you don't want. All right. €2 if you want us to open the bottle or the can for you.
If you want to feel fancy, like.
Yeah, exactly. So that for just €2, we'll do that. Okay. We'll do that, you know, all that.
And we promise it'll spray properly.
Exactly.
We'll do it, we'll make it a good one.
€3 to get the waiter's recommendation.
Oh, I'm a devil for that. I always go, which one is the best out of this and this?
As if this waiter who just came in from college after a long day in DIT has tasted the full menu before you got there. Producer Callum.
I was at my girlfriend's Nana's last night and they were ordering Chinese and her aunt rang up the Chinese and asked the person on the end of the phone,
what would you recommend?
Is that nice?
Oh, no.
Of course they
imagine she was like, no, that's rank. €5, I think, for good lighting, if you want to take a nice photo at your meal.
Oh, that's good, yeah.
It's a bit pricey now.
€10 if you're allergic to anything and they have to change the way they cook the meal. And €50 for the restaurant saying happy birthday to your girlfriend.
Do you know what? In fairness, the one thing, now they do get well tipped for it, but the effort that they make for someone's birthday... that's a pay rise.
Yeah, it is.
You know, that's a lot of work.
When I worked in a restaurant on my J1 in America, we used to have to sing for people's anniversaries as well as birthdays.
Oh my God, what do you sing there?
Happy anniversary.
Do you?
Is that it?
It was all the whole staff would gather around the table and we'd have to go, happy anniversary to you. We didn't change the song.
Happy anniversary, dear. You know, Alex and Ashley.
Yeah.
Happy anniversary to you. That's not a thing.
It's not a thing.
Right, okay. Well,
Americans,
there you go.
Man.
Don't go dining in London because it's very expensive. It's the girly
quiz. Live from Blanchardstown Centre.
Let's go!
All right, it's Emma, Dave and Ashley on Spin and we have some massive news.
The girly quiz board game is now sold out.
Oh my God.
That feels good to say.
They are all gone. We're sitting looking at two empty tables in front of us before 10 o'clock. I'm so sorry if you're on your way to Blanche, but they are officially gonzo.
There may potentially be chances to win. Maybe.
Look, it is Christmas, so do keep an ear out over the next day or two on the show. We may have a couple left back at base to give away, but for now, we literally haven't a single box left here in Blanchardstown.
I actually can't look at sad faces. Please don't come. Please don't come.
I'm like, can we tear this all down? Please?
Yeah. Can we go high?
Can we go back
please?
To studio? I'm so sorry. But listen, thank you so much if you did come along and get a girly quiz board game. Thank you so much if you've donated. You can still donate to Women's Aid. It's spin1038.com/donate. And there are still the Women's Aid guys here and they have their buckets. And we've raised a load of money. And thank you so much. It's actually unbelievable.
Recharged.
We may have sold out of girly quiz board games here in Blanche, but we do want to get you ice skating. Woo. Get your skates on with onice.ie, powered by UNO Energy. On Ice is the perfect way to celebrate the season. They have locations in Dundrum, Swords and all across Ireland as well. And we have a rake of family passes to give away to onice.ie. We're going to do like a short quiz style game, but Christmas themed. And we're going to try to give away a heap of them now.
Absolutely. Let's start calling people back now, will we? Let's do this.
Hello.
Morning, Kayla. It's Emma, Dave and Aisling. How are you, pet?
Hi, Kayla.
I'm good. How are you?
Let's try and get you sorted with onice.ie. We have a question for you.
All right, Kayla. Unwrap on Christmas Day. What do you unwrap on Christmas Day?
A
presents.
Bingo.
Spot on, Kayla.
Easy.
What a crap question. I apologise.
That was a hard one.
That was so unsatisfying for you. Name a wise man, Kayla.
No one knows the names of the wise men.
That one I'll pass.
Fair.
Yeah, Listen, same. Thank you, Kayla. She's here judging me for not knowing the wise. I'm like, I don't know, Callum.
Disrespect for the nativity this week.
Speaking of passes, you've just won a family pass to onice.ie. Congratulations, Kayla.
Thanks very much.
Happy Christmas.
Good luck.
Looking for you, Yana.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome. It's Emma, Dave and Aisling.
How are you, Yana?
Hi, guys. Thank you for calling me.
You're very welcome, Yana.
No problem, Yana.
All right. All you got to do to win these passes, Yana, is answer a very simple question. Ash.
Christmas tree decoration. Name
tinsel.
One.
Tinsel.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah, we take bauble, we take tinsel, we take
star.
Yeah. I wouldn't have had a clue on what to answer there.
Yana, a family pass to onice.ie to you.
Nice one, Yana.
Thank you so much,
Happy
guys.
Christmas.
I really appreciate
You're
it.
You're so welcome, Yana. Have a great day.
Thanks.
We're looking for you, Suzanne, and your number ends in 5-5.
Hello.
Hey, Suzanne. It's Emma, Dave and Aisling. Welcome.
Hi,
how are
Suzanne.
You?
Hi, how are you?
Come on in, Suzanne.
Yeah, we want to give you a family pass to onice.ie. All you got to do is answer this really short and easy question. Mince what?
Pies?
Yeah, it's bad, isn't it? It's bad.
Yeah.
Any other time of year, the answer would be meat.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Congratulations, Suzanne. You've just won
pie and gravy. Mince pie and custard.
Suzanne, you've just won a family pass with onice.ie. I've never heard of mince pie and gravy.
Well, mince a savoury one.
Yeah. All right. Okay. No. Fair enough. Suzanne, you're mad. family pass to onice.ie.
Anything goes at Christmas.
Yeah, girl.
Good luck.
Bye bye.
Thank you. Bye bye.
One more.
Oh, no.
Oh, nuts.
Hey. Looking for you, Paddy, and your number ends at 4-6.
I'm having so much fun calling people here in Blanchardstown.
Hello.
Paddy, morning. It's Emma, Dave and Aisling. What's the crack?
Good morning. How are you?
Hey, we want to sort you with family passes to onice.ie.
All right, Paddy, here's your question. Big green guy who hates Christmas.
The Grinch.
We're so sorry.
Spot on.
We have to give full disclosure here. Normally on the shortest quiz, we come up with the questions ourselves. Producer Callum took one for the team and did these, but they're terrible.
It shows.
It is showing, yeah.
The question is way too long.
They're awful, but Paddy, luckily for you, you're very smart. You got it right. You've won a family pass to onice.ie. Congratulations.
Thanks, guys. Much appreciated.
Good luck. Happy Christmas.
Have a great day, Paddy.
Bye.
Talk to you later. Okay, if you want to win with onice.ie, another chance tomorrow in the show before 7:30.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
Rosé, Bruno Mars and APT on spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling.
Did you call her Rosé?
She did.
Just for a moment.
We are here in Blanchardstown. We've sold out of Girly Quiz board games, unfortunately. When we did the sold out moment, I got a chance finally to eat. We've been slaving away over here.
Aren't we brilliant?
And we didn't have very long. It was just a short song and I said, I'm going to chance getting a bagel in this time. My God, shout out to the Bagel Factory in Blanche. That was the quickest made bagel I've ever seen.
I was thinking the same. I got it at breakfast wrap. They made it in seconds.
I've been looking at your cream cheese bagel for it feels like an hour. How many bites have you even had a chance to take?
It was the quickest made bagel and the slowest eaten bagel
I've
ever had.
You'll get there eventually. I'd say 11:30 will be done here, probably, with all the bits and bobs. So you can finish it then, perhaps.
It's the Girly Quiz.
Live from Blanchardstown Centre.
Let's go.
We've been with you all morning, live from Blanchardstown Centre. Reason being, we were giving away our highly anticipated, and they finally got here, Girly Quiz board games. Sad to say they're gone, so please don't be rushing down here now.
It's awful seeing people come up and be like, you have one more. We don't.
I know, we really don't.
They're literally all gone. I still haven't even got one.
No, I know, it's crazy.
And the amount of people have been asking me, I go on, guess what, I don't have them.
My housemate asked me for one last night, and I said, I can't guarantee I can get it.
No, loads of people, they were so hotly contested, but we're delighted. We made loads of money for Women's Aid. The link is still there at spin1038.com/donate.
We did keep a very small allocation for prizes on the show. Let's just be very transparent about that.
Okay.
So be with us for the next couple of days for more on that. There's not many. There's really not. We gave away hundreds and hundreds, but there is a couple left. So just stick with us on the show this morning. We might have more of an idea of what we're going to do with them.
I'm going to miss doing the show from lunch.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed it. We need to up our Christmas lights game in studio.
Yeah, I'm enjoying looking around. Look at that lovely scarf on that woman. That woman's got a nice breakfast roll.
The best thing is that there's a Bassey speaker system, so Aisling is talking to random people. They can all hear us.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see if I get the attention of guy in long grey coat with grey kind of jeans.
Oh, he's
jeans
got grey jeans.
And yeah. white runners.
He got the Fred scarf. Perry runners on.
Dark scarf.
He's gone red.
Oh, yeah, we got
oh,
him.
We're, there's a bit of he's talking yep. to a man with glasses.
Poke him.
Somebody poke him. Yes.
Poke him.
Poke him.
Oh, we've got a girl in a lovely pink dress.
The guy turned around and is very confused. And how's the little girl wearing her gorgeous fairy tale princess dress? Good morning.
You look great.
Everybody
right, we're back tomorrow morning. If you can donate, please do to such an incredible cause, which is Women's Aid. It is spin103.com/donate.
Yeah.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Spins Fully Charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave and Aisling.
Bag huge savings on your painting project in Menards. With over 100 years of paint experience, Dutch Boy is the perfect choice for your painting projects. Give your space the platinum treatment with Platinum Plus Interior Paint. It's a premium paint and primer in one with amazing stain resistance that gives your space a long-lasting finish. Check out Mapped Blue, Dutch Boy's color of the year. Plus, get 15% off everything you can fit in the bag. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.